Good day and welcome to the Westmont College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email the questions to questions@westmont.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gale Beebe. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Dr. Beebe. I'm in my office tonight and surrounded by the executive team. This has certainly been a challenging time for all of us, including every member of the Westmont family, as well as our entire nation and world. Our number one priority remains the health and welfare of our students, faculty, and staff, and we're pleased to report that all of them are healthy. Nobody has reported a condition that's led to a test or any kind of diagnosis. Our number two priority is how can we successfully complete the academic semester? And this has been a beautiful example of how quickly the faculty have pivoted and worked with you to move everything online. And just delighted with the leadership of Mark Sargent, our provost, and the entire academic team. As you know, a global, national, and statewide emergency has been declared, and this has created very unique conditions. If you are still in the area, we just continue to encourage you. You are always welcome on campus, but we just ask that you come to campus if you need to be here and that you don't bring other guests with you. Nationally, virtually all college education is moving to online. Most already have, a few are still doing it this week. Virtually all K-12 education has moved to some form of remote education. Travel bans and mandated business closures are rising daily. And we saw just yesterday the essential quarantine of the entire Bay Area. Other cities are considering this. So far, nothing is being discussed at that level in Santa Barbara, and we'll just keep you abreast if anything begins to develop. Meanwhile, I've been in constant contact with the campus leadership, including the leadership of our Board of Trustees, as I mentioned, my own executive team, and then various and interested constituencies who share a great interest in the health and welfare of the college. We will continue to monitor all sources of input, all of the key centers that are following this coronavirus and what it will mean and how it's presenting nationally, globally, and especially locally. As I mentioned, there's no COVID-19 cases among Westmont personnel. There is some testing that's gone on. We're waiting for those of just the general population in Santa Barbara. And then there are two confirmed cases in the North County and the Santa Maria area. We continue to follow all public health directives to the best of our ability. And, of course, the goal is to minimize person-to-person interactions, to maintain the social distancing, to maintain a 6-foot perimeter around ourselves, and to limit the number of people in any given area to 10 or less. I say all this recognizing that this is a time of such conflicting emotions. There's just enormous disappointment for every one of us. Many of you have anticipated the great traditions that are part of our spring semesters every year at Westmont: spring sing, the spring formal, and commencement. This year, it was even more complicated with the sports teams, our women's basketball team, earning the number one seed in the national tournament for the first time in the history of the program, history of the college. Very exciting season. They won the league championship. Our men's basketball team also won a high seed in the national tournament, were the regular season conference champions, and were destined to run, make a deep run in the tournament, perhaps even win it all. Meanwhile, not only did they not get to compete for a national tournament, all spring sports have been canceled, and with that comes the loss of opportunity to compete. For those of you who are seniors, it's been an especially challenging time at Westmont. 2 years ago, we had the Thomas Fire and the Montecito debris flow, which between those two events netted five different evacuations. Last year was relatively quiet. We were thankful for that. And then this year seemed to be on track for a great outcome, only to have this global calamity thrown at us. We do recognize that despite what life brings, the great challenge for us is how we respond to life. And we want to encourage you, as we ourselves are having to practice, a deepening sense of resilience and determination, a willingness to practice understanding, to give others the benefit of the doubt, and to really work to allow one another just a measure of grace that makes life easier, better, and more enjoyable. Now to get to some more specifics. In the midst of following national, statewide, and even local directives that are changing almost daily, we will now need to finish the semester remotely. We will not be returning to campus on April 13th as we had originally hoped. Even a week ago, the landscape looked very different, but with each new day, new understanding comes. And we recognize with the travel bans increasing and expanding, it'll get increasingly difficult to travel, not just between global destinations, but literally between cities. For now, all scheduled events through the regular semester have been canceled. And the big one, commencement. Commencement falls within this 8-week ban on any groups 10 or larger. And so we are going to have to postpone commencement. We are not canceling commencement. And we're going to have to wait to see when this peaks, whether we can do it early in the summer, midsummer, late summer, if we even have to push into homecoming in the fall. But I do want to assure you that as disappointing as it is to hear this news, that we do have to comply with the guidelines of the federal and state government. And it's in our best interest to do so, to not only for our own health, but to be exemplary citizens. Seniors, we do intend to celebrate you, and it'll be a great joy when we can. As for our academics, many of the classes have shifted to the Zoom technology and are being held at the very same time as they're scheduled on campus. Others are doing asynchronous, where the lectures are being taped and discussion groups are happening live. Please continue to stay in contact with your professors. If you're running into any technical or academic difficulties, please reach out for help. We just have a number of people standing by, either on campus or working from home, that are poised to help you. There are certain disciplines that really require face-to-face, or we certainly gain more joy when we're face-to-face. And in majors like our art majors, whatever we can't do face-to-face, we'll figure out how to do virtually. And I know that our academic programs, as well as our art department, will be working with you. Registration for next fall, be sure that you're in contact with your academic advisor. Everything that we do face-to-face, we're going to try to do online. And the registration is still set for April 7 to 9, and so you need to contact your academic advisor in the next couple weeks. Obviously, with all these other closures, the museum is closed indefinitely. Other non-essential offices are also closed indefinitely. All non-essential college travel has been canceled, including Emmaus Road, and details on how to handle Emmaus Road can be handled by contacting the Student Life Office, Rebecca Boa, or Edie Schultze. Student housing for May term and summer still being determined. We don't know what that'll look like, and we, again, will be communicating with you regularly, in some cases daily, and certainly we'll be posting these conference calls weekly so that you hear our voice and can get up-to-date information. Student housing for next fall is also being determined, and if you have questions about where you are in the queue, be sure to reach out and contact Student Life. The health center is open, and it can meet basic needs if you're here on campus. Zugin Health Urgent Care is the organization that we use that's downtown on State Street. And if you're in town, please contact Zugin Health Urgent Care. Otherwise, if you're at home, please use your primary care physician. staff who do not have to be physically present are working remotely, but they are available. So just because they aren't technically or physically on campus, be sure to reach out to them. Financial mitigation. We have received some questions on how we'll handle financial rebates and reimbursements. It's really too early to tell. We just today have had to make the decision that we could not return to campus April 13th, and so we've got a lot to sort out, and when a decision is made, we'll certainly communicate that to you. Any staff that are 65 and over have been encouraged to stay home in compliance with the governor's directive. We do continue to have full staffing for all the areas that are being cleaned, and we have a regular government compliance cleaning schedule that's ensuring that all of our areas are safe. Student life. Student life is doing an amazing job providing support for you, our students. Eric Nelson, our Director of Counseling Services, is deploying virtual resources so that you can continue to have your counseling appointments if you desire them. The HIPAA-compliant counseling platform is called doxy.me, which is free to use, and you can access it by going to our website. We really want to encourage you to keep connections with one another, and we intend to keep connections with you. Scott Lasaya, our beloved campus pastor, is hosting mini chapels every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to 10:50 on Instagram Live. And I really encourage you to avail yourselves of those. Your RDs will be reaching out to you virtually to stay connected. And then students, faculty, and staff who traveled overseas are self-quarantining for 14 days. And if you fall into one of those categories, we really hope that you'll comply with the government mandate that you do so. May term on campus is still scheduled to occur, but we'll have to determine if any of it can happen face-to-face or if it'll have to all happen online. That's still to be determined, and we'll have determinations on all of this certainly in the next few weeks and no later than April 13th. All college-sponsored international travel is essentially canceled. There's one study abroad trip for the summer that's still being watched, but essentially all other trips are canceled. And then all non-essential college-sponsored domestic travel is suspended until further notice. The college will remain open and fully operational during the quarantine with limited staff, focus primarily on how we can help our students as they complete their academic responsibilities. If you do need to interface with any office, we ask that you contact us via email or phone first, make an appointment, and then minimize the time that you have to wait in the office or around others. For seniors who are concerned about the job market, be sure to contact Paul Bradford in Career Development and Calling. Paul and his team are standing by to help you create an online resume, as well as providing virtual opportunities to meet employers and even working on developing virtual career cafes. So really stay close to Paul and his team. And all of us want to be of assistance in helping you and helping Paul and his team in any way we can. As I mentioned, we will hold May term. We just don't know what that will look like, Some of you are depending on May term to get the units that you need in order to stay on track with graduation. We're going to be working with you. The website is being updated four times a day, 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. So that's the easiest way to get up-to-date information. Continue to work with that. We will plan to do conference calls of this nature once a week until the crisis has passed or until the interest dwindles to a level that we can tell they're no longer necessary. We do believe the recovery will be prolonged. We recognize that as much as we wish this would get over rapidly, it won't. Certainly, Westmont has been tested by fire, flood, multiple evacuations. And in every situation, we have shown a discipline and a tenacity that has helped keep us faithful. Will be the same now. I fully intend for us to follow the directives of the government, be exemplary in our role as neighbors in our community, This is the time when we have to seek for peace and solace in God and find the words of Jesus both inspiring and full of guidance. Throughout history, great challenges have come to various civilizations and even and especially to those who follow God. And even as we feel a sense of rebuff in our own lives today, it does create in us a common connection to those who have gone before who have faced great challenges as well. And it's my hope that during this Lenten season that we can find God's grace and peace breaking into our lives. I do find in my faith in Christ enormous hope for all members of our beloved community, and particularly enormous hope for our own destiny as a college. As we face our circumstances, we do so with a confidence that God will give us the courage and the creativity to meet each new challenge. Our whole educational mission is guided by the twin rails of rigorous academics and deep love for God. The rigorous academics are a given, but the deep love for God comes from you, and the greatest expression of our love for God is our ability to lay down our life for our family and friends during times of great trial and challenge. It is my hope that you will find in your deep love for God a capacity to pivot and to recognize that God places us in circumstances and with people because they need us. Learn to be the hands and feet of Jesus. In closing, and before we pray and open it up for questions, I do want to just stop and briefly thank my executive team, Mark Sargent and the faculty, for their incredible pivot to keep our academic program on track and fully engaged. Edie Schulze and her student life team for their tireless efforts to serve our students and keep them well. For Irene Neller and her team, as they've worked around the clock to communicate, to coordinate, to provide you with the resources to keep you fully informed. To Reed Sheard and his respective IT and OCA teams, who do so much to keep us connected to the outside world. And to Doug Jones and his team, who manage our resources, clean our campus, and keep the lights on. Now, join me for this brief prayer, and then we'll open up for questions. God of mercy and grace, we give you thanks for this day and for the health enjoyed by every member of this community. Give us courage as we interact with one another and strength as we face the daunting realities brought by this new disease. We give you thanks for all those who have devoted their life to finding cures for intractable diseases that haunt us. Now equip us and them for what lies ahead, and keep our hearts and minds steadfast in our love and devotion to you. In Christ we pray these things. Amen. Okay, with that, I'd like to begin with some questions that came already. There were several questions that were asking about the reimbursement for spring room and board costs that were not used. Again, as I mentioned in my own remarks, we just haven't had time to begin sorting that out. We will do so over the next few weeks and communicate that as that becomes more clear. The classes online, if a lockdown has already been or will be implemented in a student's town and it disrupts the student's ability to properly use the internet, what will the professors do to assist the student? What I want to encourage is absolutely reach out to your profs. If you can't contact them online, call the college. We will track them down for you. But just work with us. We think this will be a very unlikely scenario. It could happen, but it's very unlikely to happen. And there are so many hot spots that are easy to find if you can be resourceful in your community. In the event that students will not be returning to campus, how will the move-out be handled? When you come back to get your belongings from your dorm room, and you can come back at any time between now and the end of the semester, you need to contact your RD, and you'll coordinate your arrival and the evacuation of your room with the RD. So and Edie Schulze is informing me that there will be more information posted to the website tomorrow, so be sure to check that. Some of the other questions dealt with, will students be able to leave their personal items in the dorm room? Absolutely, through the end of the semester. If they can't get back before then, you can also leave your cars on campus through the end of the semester. Business as usual with all of that. As for May term, will we know if May term is going to happen before we have to register for fall classes? In all likelihood, yes. You'll be registering for fall classes April 7 to 9. We'll continue to see. We know May term will happen. We just don't know in what format, and so that still has to be worked out. When will the college issue final transcripts for graduating seniors? The semester will end on time, and these will be done in just the regular order. Again, everyone is coming in or working remotely. This has not closed the campus. It's just transitioned or changed how we are able to do our work. Students still on campus. What if Santa Barbara goes on lockdown and your child is still in a res hall? What are the ED options, et cetera? Students will be able to stay here, and if they need to leave or desire to leave, in all cases, the cities that have gone on to lockdown have sent signals that they were moving that way before they actually imposed it. And so we will know what the trend line is, and we'll be able to inform you. Will the Westmont and San Francisco program starting in June be canceled? It's too early to tell. We'll make a decision by April 13th. Can seniors and juniors be given a special award for pressing forward in their education at Westmont? The special award will be that diploma when you complete your academic career. We certainly recognize that you have faced unique challenges, but here's what I would like us to appreciate. In the great history of Westmont College, virtually every generation of students has faced unique challenges. Early in my time here, in the second year, we had the Tea Fire. And we all remember the Tea Fire, but very few remember that that same year, the Hayseceda Fire came in early May, and we actually had to transition graduation down to City College and use La Playa Stadium because our campus had to be evacuated a second time in the same year. And so that group of seniors was just back for their 10-year reunion this past homecoming in October, and I saw many of them. And what I noticed is students who actually go through challenge and hardship together, they form a special bond. And this is a time of forming a special bond. You're going through a unique experience together. Shouldn't be made light of at all. It's a real challenge. It's a very unique challenge. But it's also a time when you really deepen your friendships and your relationships, and you find just that unique spirit that makes you a Westmonter that endures long after you're done. Potter's Clay, how are the students who went on Potter's Clay? To my knowledge, none of them are ill. There's been nobody that's symptomatic, and certainly we would isolate them if they were. Commencement, any chance there will be any senior-only activities or celebrations? We absolutely will honor you. And as soon as we know we're in the clear and can make plans, this will be a great celebration. There are other questions that pertain to just graduation-related exercises. Everything that was planned for your normal graduation will be planned for your new graduation. And then I think there's a question here about disability services. What provisions will be in place during remote learning for students receiving ODS services? These students are typically the ones most negatively affected by change in routine and learning. And absolutely contact the
Sherry Noble.
Sherry Noble in Disability Services. And if you run into roadblocks or you feel you're not getting to the right person, call the academic office. Mark is here at the table. Ask for the provost's office, and we will take care of you. And again, we really want to do everything in our power to make this transition successful and to make you successful. Okay, do we have questions coming in? Okay. What about Trailhead? Trailhead happens deep enough into the summer that we will be tracking that, and we're going to try and keep that in place. We really hope that some of these early predictive models that are suggesting that by midsummer we will have seen a crest and perhaps a diminishment. We hope they hold true. None of us know. Part of the reason, this, as I understand it, it's called a novel coronavirus, is that it's brand new. It's never attacked the human system, and so we really don't know where it's going and how best to remedy it. We're learning things as we go, and as we learn, those will impact our planning. Orchestra's travels to Vienna this summer. Mark.
This is Mark Sargent, the provost. We're, of course, watching very, very closely about the travel warnings in Europe, and we do expect a decision about the first of the trips next week, and then probably in a week or two later, a decision about the second of the trips.
Okay, should we cancel cap and gown orders? Yes, at this time. And again, we will, when we're ready, we'll do the best we can.
It'll be handled in the Alumni and Parent Relations?
Yeah, it'll be handled through the Alumni and Parent Relations office. Okay. All questions will be answered, so please check your email. And this call's recording will be available on our website within 24 hours. And with that, we've gone through the questions for tonight. Please continue to send questions if you have them, and we'll broadcast, in all likelihood, we'll do this call next week, either Tuesday at 6 or Wednesday at 6, but we'll continue to communicate every day through the website as often as you ask questions, and then once a week via conference technology. Thank you so much. God be with you.